Have you noticed how many people are going on walking holidays these days? Glamorous overseas trails, the Camino, England's coast to coast. Some are closer to home. Now, there's something about walking that connects us, takes us back to our simpler selves, and, of course, to the land that we're passing. It is no coincidence that getting out into the countryside on foot, it's rising in popularity as our working, our home lives, well, they end up increasingly in front of screens. Give us some air. Now, if you have the yen to lose yourself in a long meander, there is no need to go to Spain. No, stay right here. Annie Haswell did that, exploring South Australia's newly completed Lavender Trail. Now, it winds from Murray Bridge to the Clare Valley. It is a trail that's waking up sleepy towns and revealing some of the secrets of that South Australian countryside.
Walking, it's like a new religion. More and more people are swapping those lying by the pool holidays for a good trek through wild countryside. The Lavender Federation Trail meanders from Murray Bridge and the fertile flats near the mouth of the Murray River to the gum-studded valleys, historic cottages and fine wineries of the Clare Valley. You could drive from Murray Bridge to Clare in 2 hours, but walking it via this trail will take you a couple of weeks.
325 kilometres, so it certainly doesn't, not the shortest distance between two points, is it?
That's Graham Hallendale from South Australian Recreation Trails. They're an energetic volunteer walking group who've spent more than two decades creating this serpentine trail through the scenic backcountry of South Australia.
When South Australia was planned, they thought, I guess, it was going to be a little England, so they planned roads everywhere. And so what we have all across the countryside is a series of these areas set aside for roads but never used. And unless you've got the correct maps, you wouldn't know they were there.
So they've been really useful in hooking the whole trail together.
Exactly. It is designed to go nearer smaller towns, and the original trail concept by Terry Lavender was that it would go on the eastern side of the Mount Lofty Ranges in the rain shadow. So when it was too perhaps wet to go through the Adelaide Hills walking, you'd have some great walking conditions.
Sadly, Terry Lavender didn't live to see his dream realised, but in May this year, 21 years since it was begun, the final stretch of the trail, named in his honour, was officially opened. That last stretch before Clare passes through a series of small hamlets, like Mintero.
Mintero is not particularly well known, but it is the first heritage town in South Australia. There's a lot of heritage buildings and fascinating things to see.
Mintero is home to around 200 people. Richard Lathleen is president of the town's Progress Association.
We were delighted when the Lavender Trail decided to come through. We spent a bit of time with them, wandering around, driving around and looking at the best approaches to come into Mintero. It's a very scenic little walk from along Martindale, past the very old farmhouse and it was built by Mortlock back in the day, and then approaching Mintero through vineyards. And even the locals haven't seen some of the sights that you can see from the Lavender Trail. It's very beautiful seeing Mintero set in a little valley and amongst the trees.
I'm Paul, the publican at the Magpie and Stump Hotel in Mintero, Clare Valley.
Is it good news for you? You haven't been open very long. Is it good news for you to have a walking trail coming through, joining Mintero up to other towns?
I think a walking trail is a fantastic idea, bringing tourists. Look, it's not just about walking, hiking, seeing nature. I think it accompanies a lot of other aspects with it, including photographic groups, bird watching, naturists.
So it's a different kind of activity to what a town like this is used to, are you saying?
In the past, Mintero has sort of been, it had its boom day. I think it's been forgotten a little bit. So to have us in the loop again and the pub thriving, it's going to bring this town alive.
Have you noticed the walkers at all yet?
We've seen a lot of walkers coming through already. And I must admit, it's new to me. I'm going, oh, where have you come? Oh, we've just done the trail and we've come over from Manura over to Mintero. And it's been great for us and I think good for them to see that, gee, the pub's open again, the town's thriving. We've got a little coffee shop down the road and the girls always like to go there and purchase a few things while the boys have a beer and a sniff around here. Good thing for the town.
Between small towns, the Lavender Trail winds through farms and private property. Graham Hallendale says each new stretch has meant lots of meetings and negotiations with locals.
Initially, people were a bit wary. They thought, I don't want all these people tramping all over the countryside. But as we've moved on, we've had more and more cooperation. Farming communities talk to each other, and they find that they've really got a rural watch, because the people who are going to walk on these trails are no more going to damage them or damage the surroundings than if you're in a football club and chop down the goalposts. So we've had more and more people come along and offer their land. And it's got to the stage now when we were holding meetings in towns, a lot of the people would come along from properties, rural properties. For example, between Dutton and Yadunda, the trail ended up by the end of the meeting 10 kilometres long than we thought it was going to be, because everyone kept offering their land. And in one case, the property owner said, well, come over my land, because that's a much nicer area to walk than where you were planning. And if you give me all the gear, I'll build the trail for you and I'll maintain it for you.
Farmer David Spackman was one of those delighted to host visitors across his property and delighted to give me a tour.
Annie, we're here at Watervale, and I'm going to take you up part of the Lavender Trail on our property and show you the view and a bit of history of our area and what the walkers can see. So we might head up there in the machine.
This fascinating little machine. Well, let's get going.
We're just starting to enter the Lavender Trail.
So the walkers know where to go, because there's a nice little sign there.
And using map 6 that we have produced recently, these signs will lead you the way. And just up here, we're on this part, entering private property, we've got another sign up, private property, dogs, no trespassing. So we're just reaching a point now where the Lavender Trail heads south and jumps onto the old Gulf Road. The old Gulf Road is one of the roads they used to cart the copper from Burra to the Gulf, St Vincent, in the 1850s. And that track is still pretty well defined in our hill down here. So we'll just stop here and have a look at the view. So
it's a very historic trip. Do the walkers take an interest in that aspect of it, or are they just walking?
Oh, no, they do. They like the view and the history. I've got more stories to tell too. I've got one of my favourites. It's the Ned Kelly story. You know, Ned went missing over in Victoria for about 6 months, and a lot of his relatives lived in the hills just behind Mount Horrocks here in Kelly, what they called Kelly Town. So really the ruins of Kelly Town and that are just over the hill here. Just,
wow, that must be an intriguing little story for walkers, though.
Well, I've done a lot of research and put things together, and if we can link the Wright brothers, who were cattle duffers over here, with the Wild Wright, a Kelly sympathiser, I think we've got a story.
Great, okay. The trail across David Spackman's property is between Watervale and Mintero, and only opened in May. In that month, the tracker recorded 118 walkers. In June, the figure more than doubled, and Graham Hallendale expects it to keep rising. Walking, he says, according to the statistics, is taking off.
It was 42.5% of people who do any form of exercise do walking, and that dwarfs cycling, which is an AFL footy and all the rest of it. But because it's much of an individual sport, you don't have to be in a club, you're not out there playing in front of a crowd, you can do it when you want to. It's probably one of these things that up until reasonably recently has escaped most of the media and also people in tourism. And a lot of people are saying, hey, hang on, there's a big market out there, and they are starting to capitalise on it. That we're having a lot of groups come from outside of South Australia and walking the trail in one complete run. And currently I think it's about four groups from interstate all inquiring about maps and where can we stay and accommodation and all these kind of things. So it's bringing an economic benefit into the local communities.
Manura is one of those communities. Now linked into the Lavender Trail, Manura clearly had an impressive past from the look of its historic buildings and heritage agricultural equipment. But the lovely old pub is closed and it appears not much happens here now. That is, until I get to the footy oval where I'm meeting local Pat Quick.
We are struggling a little bit. We have no food facilities and our hotel has closed. But it is just a nice stopover. Anyone visiting the playground and the oval facilities are just an attraction for a stopover for people going through.
Now, when you heard there was going to be a walking trail connecting you in to other small towns, what were your first thoughts?
I'd like to be involved. Their plans were perhaps to go on the outskirts of Manura, and we were really keen to get an extension to come into the town, and that was successful.
What can a town like this offer people who are on a walking trail? Do you want them to stop over? Do you want them just to go through?
We want them to visit the town, have a look. We've got a few historic places for them to visit. The people walking don't want long stays. They don't want expensive stays. They just want to find somewhere that they can stop over, maybe drop a swag, maybe even have barbecue meals supplied. And that's what we're working on now, that we'll supply a quick barbecue for the evening before they move on, or some sort of accommodation that they can swag it. We've got showers available if any of the groups want to have a try and stay over at our town.
Pat Quick from the small town of Manura in the mid-north of South Australia, ending that report from Annie Hastwell.